This is a second survey. We sent one out, I believe it was probably February or early March, to our virtual students. But we sent a second survey out to our remaining virtual students. That was the week of April 26th, just to kind of get a gauge of interest in a possible virtual offering for next school year. We sent it out to over 1,200 families. Again, these are of our current virtual students in grades pre-K through 11. We didn't include our seniors. Obviously, they're graduating, and we're trying to determine numbers for 21-22. And the results, when they closed, this was open for a week, you can kind of see the responses below. The question and the possible responses are listed there. The question, if offered, would your child be participating in virtual learning next year? The three possible responses, as you can see, yes, my child would participate in virtual learning if offered. We had 190 responses there. No, my child will return to on-site, 155. And if my student return to on-site learning if things continue to improve with COVID, that was 324, for a total response of 669. I kind of take that information, break it down a little bit farther by grade level, so you can see counts of the responses of the 190. Those indicated that they would have an interest if we offered it, just to kind of give you scope of what that looks like. And based on these numbers, if you look 14, maybe in seventh grade, 9 in fourth grade, 30 with our juniors. Based on these particular numbers, 190 total, but again, as you spread it out, basically from K through 12 next year, the data just really doesn't support the resources that would be required to offer a virtual component next year. So our plans moving forward are to be fully on site and not offer a virtual component for 21-22 based on this data.